Have you ever considered God's rights? You've no doubt noticed that society is in turmoil. Riots, shootings, protests, and general discontent is common. Organizations protest for freedom of speech, freedom of press, Black Lives Matter, right to life, Planned Parenthood, indigenous rights. Whether or not the Ten Commandments should be placed on the courthouse lawn or a Southern flag be publicly displayed. Individuals also believe they have the right to surgically change their gender, and unfortunately, the branches of education, low and high, believe they have the right to encourage children to make those changes. That needs to stop, and those involved need to be criminally held accountable. What man needs to understand is God has rights also, and God has the right to rule over his creation. God's rights include many things. God has the right to establish divine law. When supposedly religious men and women add to or take away from God's divine laws, they challenge God's right to make those laws. God has the right to control religious life. Religious individuals believe they have the right to set their own religious laws. However, the Apostle Paul revealed, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Colossians 3:17. What part of whatsoever does man fail to understand? God has the right to control man's moral life. When individuals are drawn away from the truth by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, they embrace an immoral standard and do what is right in their own eyes. The Apostle Paul put it this way, "Or know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye were washed, but ye were sanctified, but ye were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11. God has the right to determine the plan of salvation. It has been reported that there are presently 45,000 Christian denominations. What is interesting is that everyone would affirm that they use the Bible as their own source of belief and practice and then establish their own plan of salvation. However, the scriptures reveal there is only one. The Apostle Paul made it clear, saying, "There is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." Ephesians 4:4-6. It is impossible to have 45,000 denominations wherein the Bible is their only rule of belief and practice. God has the right to determine the time of judgment. God commandeth men that they should all everywhere repent, inasmuch as he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Acts 17:30-31. Why is it important to recognize God's rights? Paul said, "Wherefore also we make it our aim, whether at home or absent, to be well-pleasing unto him. For we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Don't you think it's time for a change?